You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, everybody, and happy Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, June 6th. And earlier this afternoon, a few veteran Eagles players, Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson, Boston Scott, and Kenny Gainwell spoke with the Philly media at OTAs and are at the podium with the presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I am your host, Rachel Privet, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Before the break, you'll hear from Landon Dickerson, who explained that even though he's a veteran player now, he still feels like he literally just got in the league. He also was asked about his relationship with Jordan Davis. They're super close. He talked about why he thinks they connected so easily. And then you'll hear from Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson talked about rehabbing and his recovery process. He expressed what it means to have Jason Kelce returning for another season to help develop the younger players. He also explained what it's been like having to adjust to a new right guard often since Brandon Brooks retired. And then he shared what he wants his legacy to be. And then after the break, you'll hear from Boston Scott, who shared his first impression of Brian Johnson, the new offensive coordinator. He stressed that even though they lost the Super Bowl, they are trying to focus on not staying in the past and harping on the mistakes that they made as a team, but rather being committed to the present. And he also shared his thoughts on the new running back room and what it's like being the veteran running back. And last, you'll hear from Kenny Gainwell, who explained how the transition has been with a new offensive coordinator. He also touched on what he wants to improve this offseason and was asked what was the key to him finishing the 2022 season so strong. Take a listen.
Coming off the longest season of your career, what's your offseason recovery process like compared to some of your past years? Had injury history in the past, not really doing that type of recovery this offseason?
Pretty much treated it the same. You know, took the amount of time off that I felt I needed to get my body right and then come back here, start training, then working towards OTAs.
Do you feel like a veteran?
No. What do I need to elaborate?
Yeah, if you'd like.
I mean, honestly, I still feel like I just got here. So, I mean, just kind of how it feels. I don't know. I mean,
where you no longer feel like that?
Maybe. I'm not Nostradamus. I don't know the future. So.
Congratulations on the wedding.
Thank you.
Jordan was a big part of it. And we were talking to him last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. Why do you think you guys connected so quickly?
I think we just have personalities that go really well together. And, you know, we spend a lot of time close to each other and in the locker room, on the field, and outside the locker room. So, I mean, just nice friendship. So, I mean, I'm not complaining. He's all right, dude. I like him. So,
one thing he mentioned is, he doesn't have his family here. They're literally halfway around the world. So there are people he needs to lean on, and you've become one of those. How do you view that? Look at it as like, look, I know it's kind of tough. You don't have anybody to meet. Come on over. Let's hang out. That kind of
stuff. I mean, absolutely. Especially just, you know, this profession can get kind of rough, and we all have lives outside of this and stuff going on here. And, you know, sometimes you just need somebody to talk to. And, I mean, you know, his family's 12 time zones away. And, you know, whenever he wants to talk to them, they're sleeping. And so, I mean, just, you know, he's there for me and I'm there for him. And it's just a big part of, you know, why we care for each other, and, you know, we always want to help each other out.
Banged up by season's end and playing through multiple things. Now that you're kind of removed from it, can you explain what it was like and what you were playing through?
It's football. I mean, it's a contact sport. Things are going to get hurt. if you like it enough, you keep playing. Pretty simple. I mean, if you want to do something enough, you'll find a way to do it.
Minor procedures, any procedures in the offseason.
No procedures. What do you enjoy most, run blocking or pass blocking?
I don't know. I mean, I enjoy playing football, honestly. I mean, I don't have a choice of what plays are getting called, so I just enjoy being out there and playing. So,
getting a chance to maul guys and get physical with them?
I mean, if you want to think about it in kind of that sense, it's like, run blocking, you are becoming the attacker and coming off the ball. And in pass protection, you're going backwards while another guy runs full speed at you. So, I mean, there's kind of like, do you want to get punched or punch somebody? So, I prefer to punch somebody.
Landon, Brian Baldy just wrote a story about, he talked to you and Jordan about, you know, the whole brotherhood thing. He recalled, he just wrote a story for us, that he remembers his days with Ron Heller back when he was playing here in the 1980s and 90s. Can you talk about that? That it's a real thing, isn't it? That's, for them, it's lasted a whole lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's not just with me and Jordan. I mean, it's every guy on this team. And I think that really will, you know, set teams apart in the long run is how much each and every player cares for their teammates. And that's just because, you know, when you get in those tough situations where, you know, it's fourth and one, you need a yard to win the game, or, you know, those moments where you really need to count on somebody, and, you know, you're willing to go just that much more because it means something to you, it means something to the guy beside you, and you're doing it for others, not just yourself. So, I mean, I think that's just a big part of, you know, what makes a good team is, you know, really it's not just a team, it's a family.
You've played multiple spots going back to college. What perspective do you have on what Cam's doing, on what Tyler's trying to do in terms of adjusting to a different position?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it can be difficult to make a position switch regardless if you played it in the past or not. So, you know, what Cam's doing, what Tyler's doing, they're getting put in a little bit of an unfamiliar spot. Obviously Cam's coming in and, you know, it's something tough. You got to make the adjustment. And, you know, right now is the opportune time to figure out, you know, how to kind of change, you know, how I'm stepping, where I'm, you know, aiming, where I'm looking at, because, you know, those five positions are different. They're looking at different things. So, for him and Tyler, Cam and Tyler, they're doing a phenomenal job right now. I mean, I know it's difficult and I know me and a lot of the older guys try to just help out as much as we can when we see something that, you know, we can fix or change to help them. You know, that's really what it's about.
Tackle to guard or center to guard?
I mean, it depends on the player, honestly. And that's, I mean, it, you know, people that are kind of naturally more, you know, built like tackles, I think that transition inside can be difficult. Center, it's, I mean, you have different body types, obviously, defensive ends versus, you know, nose guards and D tackles. When you go from a guy that's, you know, maybe 6'6", 240 that runs a 4.3 to, you know, somebody that's, you know, 6'5", 340. I mean, it's a different game, different timing, different space. They all present their own challenges.
Landon and then get Lane.
Landon, a lot's been made of, you know, the guys coming from Georgia over the past couple of years, but originally, 2 years ago, it was you and Devontae coming in together from Bama. What can you say about, you know, kind of going on this journey together with them as you enter year three and also speak on, I guess, on his consistency as a player?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's been great to see, you know, I call him Smitty, but Devontae, you know, come into this role and succeed as he has. And, you know, I don't think that, I mean, obviously I know like AJ coming in, it's like we have a lot of compliments on that offense. And, you know, Smitty's always been the guy to just come in and work hard, you know, put his head down. He's not going to, you know, complain about this, that, or the other. And, you know, just overall as a competitor and a teammate, he's done a tremendous job of, you know, doing his job. And that's really all you can ask for. He's great at what he does. And I'm excited to see him, you know, going into this third year and watching him grow.
Specific areas that you pinpointed after last year that you wanted to improve?
Yeah, a lot. Pass protection, run blocking, you know, stunts and games, screens, vision, a lot of things.
Top spot?
Everything's important. So work on them all.
So how's the process been rehabbing from the doctor and getting back to into the swing of things?
Yeah, I've been cleared for a little bit now. So first couple of weeks were rough, but after that, it's one of those rehabs that you had to progress pretty fast because they don't want you to heal up stiff. So other than that, I feel like this is a lot easier than the ankle that I had a few years ago. So feeling good, moving good, and yeah, happy about where I'm at.
What's it mean to you to have Jason back again? I knew there was some concerns that maybe last year would have been it. From your perspective, what's it like to have him back?
Such a huge piece of what we do, or what we've been doing for the past 10 years. So having him in there, he's just, you know, he's obviously a great talent, but he does such a good job as being like another coach in the O-line room. So helping develop the young guys coming in, teaching guys things so they can hit the ground running when they get out on the field. So that component of what he does, I think, is underestimated. You know, probably one of the smartest football players that have been around. So having him back is just huge for everybody involved.
At right guard, what do you look for in that spot?
Yeah, you just got to – I mean, it's all about consistency. I think, you know, with both these guys coming in, they're, you know, new to the position. And really it goes down to angles, goes down to communication, a lot of it, making sure everybody gets the call. But like Landon was saying, it's totally different, you know, guard and tackle. Tackle, you have a lot more space to operate. Guard is, you know, you're kind of fighting in the phone booth. You obviously got to be strong, stout, and, you know, really good balance of body control. But the communication factor is big, just echoing all the calls and making sure everybody's on the same page.
What are your early impressions of Cam and, you know, how he's doing that?
He's so damn strong. I don't think he's front squatted like close to like 550 the other day. So just having a guy that's strong. And, you know, the thing about him being 6'3 or whatever, I feel like he has natural leverage on some of the defenders, low center of gravity. So he's able to get under guys and obviously has that power. So, the more reps that he gets, the better he's going to be. But as far as the explosion and the athletic traits, he's unbelievable.
When you're on the field with him, where does that power show up? Like, where do you notice it goes?
Yeah, I mean, mostly in the run game for what we're doing. We like to move guys off the ball, move the down guy on the way to the linebacker. So usually trying to be explosive, moving those guys like that. And then pass protection, the stuff that we have done, a lot of it's about, you know, being on consistent set lines, being able, like Landon was talking about, passing off the stunts in the games. A lot of times we get too much separation between the guard and the center, the guard and tackle. Guys can penetrate that gap. So a lot of that's about taking, you know, the proper set lines and knowing your angles. But, yeah, with Cam it's just, and Tyler, it's just the more reps they get, especially getting all the reps now, they can, you know, have a jump whenever training camp comes around.
Cam, how did the contract extension come about and how long of a process was that?
It wasn't too long of a process, you know, a few weeks. You know, obviously, we had to get some stuff worked out and done, but, you know, it's a good situation for both. Lower the cap room, I got a little bit more money, and at the end of the day, I feel like the season why we're so good. We know how to work the numbers and get players and maneuver the cap room and allowing us to, you know, obviously have a good team. That's what, you know, I feel like Howie's put us in a position the last few years to have a really good success with all the guys that we've acquired.
You think that'll be the Oklahoma connection, but it seemed like, you know, you and Jalen had a pretty good connection early on. What's your perspective on how far he's come over these 3 years of getting the big contract?
Yeah, I mean, far as his demeanor, like I said, man, he stays pretty consistent far as how he acts and goes about his business. He's very professional in here, and just one thing he does, man, he's always just working his tail off. So, you know, with that, you know, the actions speak a lot louder than words. And he'll say a little bit every now and then when he needs to. But just how he conducts himself, I feel like, you know, his presence in the huddle, how calm he is, that kind of sets a tone for everybody to be calm, focused, and be ready to play one play at a time, kind of how he approaches it. I feel like it kind of infiltrates everybody involved.
You've played with Brandon Brooks for a number of years together, but since then, you've kind of had, like, quite a few guys moving in right guard with, Isaac last year, and then, you know, a bunch of guys filling in for Brandon when he was from the year before. I mean, what's that like, you know, having to adjust to a new right guard often?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their certain traits. Brooks was so big and strong and so efficient, you know, no wasted steps. And, you know, Isaac's a big guy too. Just his quickness and his knowledge of the game was unbelievable. Having him and Kels next together was just being able to diagnose defenses and making the correct calls in the certain situations. You know, obviously players are different. They have different styles. We're not asking Cam to be Brooks or be Isaac, be your own guy. But I feel like within, you know, the three guys, the traits they have is, you know, super quick, athletic. And that's the guys that Stout's, you know, been wanting, looking for, guys that are explosive. And I think with Cam, like I said, him being a little bit, you know, around 6'3", he gets natural leverage under some of these taller guys. And his strength allows for us to create some good movement. So, like I said, it's going to be training camp when we get in pads is when we're really going to be able to tell a lot more as far as, you know, getting to the football stuff and seeing, you know, how all this stuff in OTAs kind of carries over. So, we still got a ways to go, but I'm excited about where we're at.
11 years into your career, do you still feel like there's still more strides to take, or is it just trying to avoid regression?
No. You know, I think suffered a little bit just with the ankle, maybe my run blocking a year or two ago. I think it improved last year, but I'm really trying to get back on track to where I was feeling comfortable like I was early in my career run blocking, not having to favor, you know, one leg or the other. So I feel like I complete that part of my game and then keep adding to the obviously the, you know, how I'm blocking and pass protection. But a lot of it now, a lot of my game now is trying to be a smarter player. And so, you know, whatever you may have in diminished attributes, you can make up with timing and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I'm happy where I'm at. I mean, 33 is old, but, you know, I still feel like I got some a few good years left.
Several regimes, how do you feel about having no minicamp?
Yeah, it was, you know, a lot different than what it used to be whenever Chip was here, you know, pretty much full tilt boogie every day, kind of like spring ball in college. And then, you know, as the rules progress, I feel like, you know, player safety is kind of at the forefront. But, you know, we're going to have a lot of football in front of us. You know, starts in July and last year, you know, ended in February. So a lot of time to get the football in. But, yeah, man, we're enjoying where we're at. The workouts are really good. I feel like our strength staff does a good job of preparing players and developing players. And, yeah, as far as that goes, I feel like it propels us to be in a good spot, you know, healthy and ready to go for training camp.
To follow up on the extension, that'll keep you under contract here through 2026, 37, I guess. Do you envision that being your last contract here, and do you think that'll make it here?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, 37, that'd be pretty old. And then again, JP's 41, so, you know, always chasing. But, yeah, man, I'm super fortunate to be where I'm at. Like I said, you know, being the second half of my career, my goal now is to develop the younger guys and bring those guys along in the O-line room and, be a better leader. But, yeah, man, it's crazy how fast time flies. You know, it doesn't feel like I'm in my 11th year, but here I am. And, yeah, you don't realize how fast it goes. So very fortunate.
At this point in your career, do you spend time thinking about what your legacy might be? And if so, what do you want it to be?
I don't know, just a guy, I mean, that loved his teammates and, you know, loved the city of Philadelphia, loved playing. Just a guy that, you know, grinded hard. Just try to be a good example, you know, on the field and help guys off the field. So just be a, you know, good human off the field, I guess.
With your rehab, you said you had to accelerate things pretty quickly. What did that look like? Like how fresh off of surgery?
Yeah, it's usually like the first day of surgery. The next day you're supposed to walk a certain amount. I had trouble, but a lot of guys do, you know, try to walk like at least half a mile or something the first day. Last thing they want you to do is like get surgery and not move and kind of heal up stiff. That's their worst fear is, you know, healing up stiff. And when you do that, you might be a lot of scar tissue broken up later. So I think the more progressive you are early in the rehab, the less stuff you have to deal with, you know, in the later half of it. But I think with the surgery, I think the chance of re-tearing is like around 1%, or that's what Dr. Myers was saying. So relatively low. So yeah, after that, it was, after the first couple of weeks, it wasn't too bad. The
last couple of months has been a big crackdown with sports gambling around the league. What's been the messaging around here in terms of that, and how do you guys police it?
I try to stay off. I mean, I never had any gambling on my phone. I've been to a casino maybe once or twice, but yeah, I just think being away from that stuff in general is a good idea. But yeah, I think the league made it clear now kind of what the rules are. I think it was kind of, I don't know, made clear as it is now, I guess with all the recent suspensions, but I think players now kind of know it's a no-fly zone, so hopefully it's understood more and more.
I don't know if you heard Chris Long's podcast. Kelsey was talking about you. Is you said you're underappreciated based on like your career that you had. When did you start to see a shift where that appreciation started to come?
It just, you know, the whole thing was like, you can play good at right tackle. Like, I feel like I had really good early years. But, you know, I always had, it was always the right tackle, left tackle dilemma. And so maybe I would have had more accolades if I was a left tackle all along, or maybe that would have, you know, been earlier. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, things take time to develop. So, I feel like maybe last year was kind of got put on the map a little bit, but, yeah, I mean, I, like I said, when I came in, the right tackle, left tackle dilemma was, a lot bigger gap than what it is now. So I feel like, you know, having to close that out was probably the big thing, and it took some years to do.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on, and there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again, and I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
A lot of moves in the running back room. What do you make of the new group for this year?
Man, really cool group. Great guys, first off and foremost, man. They show up every day to work. And it's exciting to see, man, just the overall vibe of the room. You know, you can just tell just by the talent of everybody in that room, everybody, we're going to get better. We're going to get better, and we're committed to just being the best player we can be.
I would imagine when Rashad signed, maybe if he was asking about where to go in the city, that kind of stuff. Been here long enough, you can probably help him. It's not the case with DeAndre. Does it work the other way, where he tells you where to go?
I'm sure. You know, it's pretty cool because I mean, I was drafted by the Saints and whatnot. So being in your like home state, you know, it's a really cool feeling, man. It's a really cool feeling. So I'm happy for him.
What's it like being the veteran in the room? You're kind of the guy.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. It's definitely been a cool journey, man. Like, you know, just yesterday, I feel like I was asking, you know, Sproles and seeking out wisdom from him. And now, you know, I just try and be available to the guys in any way I can. I let them know up front that there's no animosity. There's no, you know, I'm just committed to being better. You know, I want to make them the best players that they can be. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we're in this together. So, you know, I'm just committed to being the best, whatever label that they put on me, whether it's leader, whether it's, you know, teammate, whether it's whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever role I have in that room, I'm gonna be the best that I can at it. So whatever they need, you know, I just try my best to be there for them.
They just made the change to the kickoff rule recently. And first off, I want to get your thoughts on that, and two, how's it going to impact you
decision making.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's dumb. I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it, man. Like, it just, I feel like it takes away from the excitement of the game. But I mean, whatever happens, we're gonna deal with it. You know what I mean? I think it'll come with, you know, different types of kicks adjusting to that. We're gonna have to be ready for the different situations that'll probably come from us, from, you know, that type of situation. So yeah, we'll be ready. You know, we kind of have an idea, but yeah, we'll be ready.
You had the option. What made you want to resign?
You know, familiarity with the system. I think it's a great system. You know, I love the guys around here. You know, the city of Philadelphia has definitely treated me well, and I have a lot of love for the people around in this building. You know, and you know, it's a good great organization. You know what I'm saying? Starting from the top to the bottom, you know, the coaches and staff really care about the players. And, you know, I wanted to come back and, you know, see what happens. But, you know, this place has been special to me. So here I am. I can't talk about that. that's confidential.
What are your sort of first impressions of Rashad and DeAndre as players?
Yeah, man, they're cool. Like I said, like everybody, that's the one thing I really like about that room, man. Everybody's cool. I would say we're pretty laid back, but you know, smart guys, you know, football guys, they love the game of football. Talented, easy to talk to, you know, everything that you want in a good teammate. So it's been good to get to know them. It's been a pleasure to get to know them boys, and they are hot. Like I said, everybody in that room is talented. It's fun to see, and we're going to get better because of it.
Staff made it pretty clear that Miles was the top running back. This year, have there been any discussions with you guys about how the rotation will work?
What I like a lot about the guys in the room is that that doesn't really matter to us. You know, it doesn't matter what they say a role is or this or that. You know, what we're focused on is being the best running back that we can be. You know what I mean? Doing as much as we can. We're learning new things. You know what I'm saying? So just trying to stay consistent, you know, with our fundamentals, you know, learning new things. And we're just trying to be the best player that we can be. And then, you know, as we go through training camp or OT, you know, whatever it may be, you know, the cards will fall wherever they will.
Jalen Hurts came in when you were here and everything. Like, you know, how have you seen him grow from, like, being a rookie in 2020 to even now? Like, how is he even now different from last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, even whenever he first got here, you know, the way that he carries himself is, you know, it's pretty impressive, because I've had to remind myself a lot of times that he's younger than me. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the way that he carries himself as a leader, you know, how his composure, is pretty impressive. So parents at home did a good job with him. But I know you guys have seen, you know, last year he had one of his best years. So y'all seen the development there. But I mean, as far as intangibles, Jalen Hurts is, you know, he's been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? And so he's learned things through that journey. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like he's really maximize on his opportunity, and the best thing about it, and I feel like there's more, the best is yet to come for him. Plans for the time off, continue to get better, man. Like, I'm as hungry as ever, you know, I'm as passionate as ever about the game of football, you know, and I want to be the best, most versatile player I can be, you know what I mean? So I just want to keep crafting, keep working on things that I feel like I'm weak in, and working on my strengths too, but I just want to be the best player I can be.
Impressions of Brian Johnson?
I love him. Great dude. Great guy. You know, we have connections from down south, but you know, so we know some of the same people. But like, great people, man. Smart guy. You know, he's confident. Great relationship with Jay, which I think is really important. And you know, also a players oriented coach. You know what I mean? I think he's a good dude. He's easy to talk to, fun to be around. So I'm enjoying being around him for sure.
You mentioned motivation as a collective. What do you sense is the motivation of this bunch getting as far as you did last year, but not being able to finish the deal?
The team as a whole, yeah. you know, we reflect on what we've gone through, but we don't let it stick with us. You know what I mean? So we reflect on those things and the mistakes that we made and the emotions surrounding that. But if you stay there, you know, you can stay in the past. You know, we're trying to be committed to, you know, being in the present. You know, we'll have our goals. This is the time where we, you know, talk about, I don't know, whatever kind of goals that you may have. But whenever we get to training camp, whenever we're just taking it a day at a time, you know, because it's a new year. People don't care that you made it to the Super Bowl last year. They don't care how good of a team you were on paper last year. It's a new year. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's going to give us their best punch. We're going to have a target on our back.
Kenny, what are your impressions of the newcomers to your room?
Oh, man, I'm very excited to have these guys in the room. No, they give a lot of competition. And, man, it's just, you know, just to have new competition in the room and new guys, man, it feels great to have those guys in the room.
What role are you expecting this year?
What that?
What role are you expecting this year?
I'm expecting a very high role. You know, I'm just going to continue to, you know, improve my game, still on top of everything that I have done. But I'm expecting a high role this year.
What were your range of emotions this offseason? Miles leaves, but then a couple of new guys come into the room.
Nothing different, you know, it's just to go off of everything, just to be stronger, be faster, be a more smarter player, help our team get back to the goal that we had got to last year, continue to do my 111, continue to do whatever my role is, you know, and just to be excited just to have extra guys in the room.
Back in January, you kind of embraced the nickname that fans made for you, playoff Kenny. Do you feel like that momentum, like from the Giants getting in the Super Bowl, can kind of carry over to year three here?
Yeah, for sure, definitely. And it just, you know, you start off, you start something good, you know, and you want to keep that up. And you want to make this community, you want to make this organization happy, you know, and like just having that role, you know, just having that little boost of energy from the fans, you know, and just to have that, it could be good, you know, so I'm embracing.
What's kind of the key for you to like finish as strongly as you did last season? Like what kind of led to that?
I feel like Coach Nick trusted me, you know. They gave me an opportunity to go out, and I took very advantage of that opportunity.
Anything specific as you go to the offseason that you want to work on, that you wanted to improve, you know, above anything else?
I've improved a lot. Just my running skills, catching the ball, basically everything, you know, that could you can just think about, you know. Just being more of a leader, being more of a vocal guy, coming here, you know, paying attention and, you know, going off everything that Coach Nick say, from what Jalen say, from what Kelsey say, you know, just being there and being attention.
Physically, is the goal to be at the around the same weight or any changes in that perspective?
I just make sure I come in healthy.
Any fun plans for the timeout?
I'm going to see my family, and I got the KG-14 camp coming up July 1st.
So you'd be effective catching the ball out of the backfield multiple times last year. DeAndre also brings that same ability. Do you expect that you might see more of that this year offensively from what the Eagles can bring?
I expect both of us to do the same thing. You know, we both can catch the ball out of the backfield and run the ball. So that's just going to put an extra step on team to have to come in here and just game plan harder.
Little bit of a change going from Shane to Brian as the voice of the entire offense. How was that transition going?
Oh, it's going good. Brian is no different from what Shane is. Brian's a vocal guy. He's a leader. He have fun. We just out here, you know, doing our thing, and he could continue to put like playmakers in playmaker spots.
You mentioned the competition aspect of it. Do you feel like given that competition, you can carve out a bigger role based on how you perform?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Do you enjoy that? Do you enjoy that aspect of it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. When I was at Memphis, you know, they had Tony Pollard there, and that was like a competition role I had to face then, you know. And I've been in this position before, you know, and it's nothing. But just having DeAndre here at the same time, it's going to help make me better and make him better at the same time. Because we both come in out to practice and talk about what we did wrong, what we did right, and, you know, put our brains together and work.
How does Jason Kelsey help with the running back room when you're out there practicing during games?
Yeah, just to know our points, you know, knowing what Kelsey where he is going out to, you know, he's like, he sees things on the field that we don't see. So just to get the information from Kelsey, and it just make us better as a running back.
And Aaron, Devontae's a softball game this weekend. What can we expect to see from going on the baseball field?
Hopefully I get a couple home runs, and softball, not my, you know, I haven't played softball in a long time, you know, but hopefully I can get a couple home runs and have fun.
In the last couple months, there's been a big crackdown on sports betting among the NFL. So what's the messaging been to you guys, and how are you guys policing yourselves to make sure, you know, no games are lost, six or even a year?
Yeah, just to make sure you're being smart on sports betting. Make sure you don't do sports betting at all. If you do it, don't do it here at the facility. Don't do it anywhere. Don't bet on any NFL games. Just know that, you know, that is a rule. So we're just enforcing that rule very strongly.
How did you get over the Super Bowl?
I went back and watched it a couple times, you know, but I just had to go on with it. I started training early, you know, and that just what motivated me, you know, and it was just a little tough time, you know, just to get over it, but I did. And
I was going to ask you that. Some people try to use it as motivation.
Yeah.
Other people try to just forget it. What's your
It's motivation to me, you know, because I'd have got that taste of it, you know, and it's just we go try to do our – every player on this team go try to do their 111 just to climb that mountain, just to get back to the top.
PGN.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.